Oh, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are going to be touching on the cryptocurrencies, more particular Bitcoin, with our good friend Ryan Wilday. He is the cryptocurrency technician over at Avi Gilbert's site, ElliottWaveTrader.net. And Ryan, we hadn't chatted for a while because of how slow the Bitcoin and overall cryptocurrency space has been. But just last night or a couple nights ago, we saw a bit of a price spike in Bitcoin touching above 5,000. What do you have to say about that price spike? What was behind it? And now are we going to start seeing some more volatility, some more interest in cryptocurrencies?
Yeah, I mean, we expected from the setup, but that setup was 3 months long. So I could not pinpoint this date at all. I mean, there's lots of rumors floating around. One, there was a funny April Fool's joke around that the ETF was getting approved. Honestly, that's silly. I mean, come on, that's not real news. You know, no one in their right mind would buy because of that, but unless they just really believe fake news. But there's also this really interesting news that there was $100 million of bot buying across all the exchanges last night. I haven't corroborated that myself, but certainly it's crossed the news wire. But regardless, I mean, anyway, we always say that news is catalyst for the price structure, not predictive. You never can predict news before it happens, but you can see price setting up, and we certainly had this set up for 3 months. I mean, we were talking about it last time you and I talked, and so we were looking at this level that we had on February 22nd that really was a hard reject to price it. Let's see, it was 40 just over 4,000 Bitcoin, and price really ran right through that and presumably liquidated a bunch of shorts on some of the leverage exchanges, I'm sure, forced buying. And we saw way over my projection. I expected that projection to really limit itself around 5,300, and we shot up to 5,100 overnight. And right now we're holding support at roughly the 4,700 region. I don't want to see 4,530 breached before we see 5,500 and finally 6,000. And we have a chance of even getting up into the upper 6,000s, like close to 7,000. So setup is all there. We're so far holding support, and we can get some continuation, we think. If Ether, though, is our slow one and has not yet taken out the February 22nd high, even though it was a very similar pattern, but it's setting up right underneath it right now. So if 165 goes, I think it could get explosive as well, but we'll see.
Okay, so do you think that at least this move is enough to get some more people interested, or is it these higher levels, over 6,000, even more, that it'll take to truly suck some people back in that really, I think, have just completely turned their back on that sector?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, I think some, you know, diehards will have this, you know, sigh of relief, and unfortunately some of them will now go all in at this height when, you know, I think we need a lot of back and fill going on in price over to kind of wash away the bear market over time. But honestly, Twitter has been pretty bearish with this and calling it kind of a fake price movement. So that's interesting. I think that it will increase interest for sure. I've also seen more smart money come into the space, those that kind of smell bottoms, people that I know trade other markets successfully have sort of come my way. There's those types of folks. But I think those that were very bullish at the top just don't understand markets. And I think a lot of them are just going to stay away. They might not come back until we're at 60,000, which is my ultimate next target.
Everyone chasing it higher. 60,000 is your next target. That's a little ways away from where we currently are. But
it's not tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. Sure. I got you. We need to see some more volatility to get to that Bitcoin price moving. What about some of the other coins like Ethereum? That's one that a lot of people pay attention to. What have you seen in the moves there?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a laggard. It has a very common setup in cryptos where it's sort of a very low-lying setup that lags. I've seen it so many times. Doesn't mean it will go. But again, if 165 goes, it should be well into 200s, even 300s in this current setup. And that would be pretty bullish. I mean, I'm still watching for corrective rallies throughout this, like, you know, fake bull market, so to speak, if you will. I'm kind of throwing the word fake around a lot today. But you know, for me, it's just as a trader, it's just if support holds, it holds, you know. So I'm always watchful for risk and poor price action. But right now, despite the fact that spike was a little fast, we held support since then. So I will go with it. As I say, until those wheels come off, we'll ride the train.
So as a trader, too, you do prefer some sort of volatility. That's what all traders say, is that volatility is good to trade on. But that 3 month or over 3 month period that we had where there was just a lack of volatility, what was the play then? Was it more just on the sidelines waiting for some sort of a move, either higher or lower?
You know, I was just scalping. I know the range is through Elliott Wave that's likely to hold. So I personally, I was just littering order books with buys and sells on both sides. And then sometimes making maker fees, some exchanges give that. And then just having stops where the range blows out. And I last night I had stops above and below, but obviously blew out the top side of the range. I wasn't selling a whole lot yesterday, fortunately. But I know I could have made more if I was more bold because the setup was there. But that's been the play to me, is just scalping both sides, because we've had such a range trade, and then just putting a stop to buy or to short when the range blows out. I always keep a bias. So I've been long for a long time, and through 3 months. So anytime I was scalping both sides, I was shorting against long positions that were kind of net long versus going primary short. Because, you know, if you look at it, it just sloped up since the December low. And we've been progressively putting in higher highs higher lows. And now we've got a really big higher high to deal with. So
what's your time frame then for any of these future moves, whether it is Bitcoin pulling back from this level or moving back up to 6,000 or even some of the smaller coins maybe getting a little bit more of a buy? Do you have a general time frame?
Yeah, I have some really, I mean, we have one called TRX, Tron. We have potential of it hitting 22 cents right now. It's sitting at 2 cents, so that's 10x. It has this historic habit of setting up really long and slow and then just exploding. A lot of altcoins are like that. And so it could go, like, I wouldn't be surprised by the end of the year we see it at 22 cents. But I always say to myself, you know, this is not 2017. You know, that would be 2017 action. Last night was 2017 action, but we really had 3 months of not 2017 action, right? We had 2019 action. So I'm cautious about it. I could see Bitcoin honestly hitting my long-term target 65,000 like in 2 to 3 years. I wouldn't be that surprised. And if we end up in another euphoric fifth wave, it's the fifth wave of a larger third. You know, it can happen quite quickly. That euphoria that we saw in 2017, but I just don't want to bet on a euphoria until it starts really kicking in, right? Otherwise, you just end up risking too much on the table. So, by the way, I like euphoria because I would just ride it until with stops. So I don't shy away from a bubble market. I just put a stop underneath it and roll it up as we go. So I'm brave and intrepid that way. So because I kind of know through Elliott Wave, we kind of know where those key areas are.
And hey, ride those up waves, right? Get on that trend. And if there is that euphoria move, then keep on riding it. But hey, always be sure to take some sort of profits on the way up too. But you know what? That's also the risk factor involved. Ryan, just one final comment, kind of stepping away from the charts. Do you see Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies playing into this also kind of safe haven or safer trade that we have seen recently with the US dollar, treasuries, and even gold hanging up fairly well?
Yeah, I think there's loads of evidence that there's massive, still that OTC trade we talked about so many times, and there's evidence. Honestly, I think if there was a $100 million bot on the exchanges last night, it was an OTC fill, pulling in liquidity that where liquidity was missing in the OTC market. I have to think that because that's a huge buy. If that's really true, again, is it fake news? I don't know. But that is happening. There's lots of evidence of it. You know, rich folks having that sort of exit from the banking system as an option. Obviously, gold is an option of that. But man, I tell you, Bitcoin's far easier to sling around than gold. You know, it's really easy to make payments with it. So I if you got your gold bars in your safe, you got to guard it. You got to pay security and all that. You don't have to do any of that with Bitcoin. So I think for some people, this is the new gold. I think we're seeing really interesting developments lately. We haven't talked about use cases in a while, but there's some giant rumors around. And I hate spreading rumors because I don't want everyone to go out and buy EOS. But we've talked about EOS. And there's rumors there's a deal with Apple where it's going to they're going to use the phone security as private keys, so phone to secure your crypto. And then there's some rumors around some gaming platforms and mobile. So that's going to be giant. And I've been very bullish on EOS for a long time. It's come up from in the dollars to approaching $5 off the low. So already 5x off the low. My targets are much higher. So just based on Elliott Wave, not based on news. And then there's some other big announcement coming in June on EOS that no one will be real clear. And someone think it's actually a government contract, U.S. government contract with EOS, because there's a lot of blockchain folks that are in the Trump administration. So that's interesting too. Those are rumors. Those are just rumors. I mean, I will not corroborate them or anything, but I will say is that EOS is quite easy to use. I use it all the time. Really easy to send. The wallets are easy to use, kind of like no other crypto. So that's pretty interesting. Finally starting to see something be functional is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is, I think, what a lot of people are waiting for. Some real use case for cryptocurrencies, or even better, for blockchain technology. We are still waiting for that, but hey, interesting to see a little bit more volatility and a pop coming into the Bitcoin space. Ryan, good chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time and updating us on, finally, the market that started to move.